Haven Butte to the Massachusetts ballot questions.
Question four, maybe?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them. The bases are covered. I'll be playing a lot of new music. I was up till late last night trying to find all the best new music, and I found a whole bunch. And I think Liz has a tribute to the decades, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's when I found out that 1986 has terrible music.
Oh, well. So stay tuned for that. We'll find out why 1986 was not such a good year.
All right. It is 11 a.m. here at WMFO. Stay tuned for Something About the Woman here for the next 2 hours. All women, any genre. And Sue,
yes,
and Liz, what else do you need?
You don't need anything.
No.
Just your radio and us.
All right. So we're playing this Colvin and Earl.
Yes,
Sean Colvin and Steve Earle.
Yes. And we're hoping that whichever cut we picked is more Colvin than Earl, just for format reasons, not that I don't love Steve Earle.
I almost brought the Colvin and Earl one in with me. So I'm glad
do you know which ones she sings mainly on?
I can't remember the title.
That's all right. We're gonna roll the dice. If we end up doing something about the men, that's okay too.
Track one, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be here again next week at 9. I'm Mike on the Mic. It's WMFO in Medford.
Welcome to another thrilling edition of Something About the Women. Sue here in the squeaky chair. Got Liz across the way. We're going to share the show today, which is awesome. You, of course, are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I promised you new music, and here it is. New music from Alicia Keys. Let's try that again. This happens every week. My first song doesn't play. Here we go.
Sex is obscene. We've got it twisted in this lucid dream. Baptized in boundaries, schooled in sin, divided by difference, sexuality and skin. So we can hate each other and fear each other. We can build these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself locked in, yourself locked in. Yeah, we can hate each other and fear each other. We can build these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself locked in, yourself locked. Sex was holy and war was obscene, and it wasn't twisted. What a wonderful dream. Living for love, unafraid of the end. Forgiveness is the only real revenge. Feel each other, we can break these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself open, yourself open. Yeah, we can heal each other and feel each other. We can break these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself open, you're open. So give life to this beautiful dream. 'Cause peace and love ain't so far if we nurse our wounds before they scar. Nurse our wounds before they scar.
Kill you if you ever lay a hand on me. I need you, but I'll leave you if you ever cheated on me. I need you, but I'll leave you if you ever cheated on me. Do I believe in second chances? Hell no is my answer. I need you, but I'll leave you if you ever cheated on me.
But here we are, oh, that's done and gone. And my heart feels as big as a damn King Kong. I've been stripped down and surrendered. I've been stripped down and surrendered. My face and said, get up, girl, and turn the page of being stripped.
I said surrendered me.
Surrendered me.
the time and the flood. Children of Israel said that God was good. Moses shook the Pharaoh and he parted the sea. Spoke to the people and he set them free. Thank you.
life a long time ago, but I'm staying for the kids. I wanna watch them grow. It would be a miracle when I die if you laid flowers on my tombstone. It'd be like watching blood dripping right off at all.
Music in that set. That was a Mississippi Heat doing Flowers on My Tombstone. Their new album is called Cab Driving Man. And before that, we heard Teresa James doing My God Is Better Than Yours on the new record called Bonafide. CC James did Stripped Down and Surrendered. And someone named Carolyn Malachy. I don't know who she is, but I really like that. It's a single. If you ever lay a hand on me, I'm going to kill you. You know, very powerful song. All right, someone's calling while I'm on the mic, not going to answer. And we started the set with a new one from Alicia Keys called Holy War. And so that brings us up to date here. It's 11:24 here on Something About the Women. My name is Sue. I'm here with Liz. Hi, Liz. Let's put your mic. Yeah, your mic's on. Say hi.
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 I can hear myself.
Yeah. In your headphones. You should. You can't hear yourself?
No.
Oh. That's weird. Should be. Four. Turn your headphones up.
Now I can hear.
All right. We're working out the kinks here. so I promised you new music, and I got a few more new ones. And also my tribute to the Massachusetts ballot questions. In fact, maybe we'll do that now. All right. So, except I don't know which ones are which. Do you know which number one is?
Yes. Well, what? I don't know. I know about it, but I don't.
Well, what's the subject?
It's about, like, if you vote yes, you're saying yes to more casinos.
Oh, so that's the slot parlor one, right?
Yes. Okay.
The slot parlor. All right, I got a song for that. So, all right, I just didn't know the order of the order of them on the ballot. Hopefully a lot of you have already done your early voting. And if you're not listening, Massachusetts, we have four ballot initiatives. And the first one is adding an additional slot parlor. I guess we have one already. No table games, just one slot parlor where you can go visit your one-armed bandit or play video poker, which is my game of choice. So, going to start there, and then we'll work our way through the numbers, and we're going to start right here with Mary Chapin Carpenter here on Something About the Women.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny. stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. To the clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I'd bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
On to the ballot question number two on charter schools.
Did you say I had a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Trying to find somebody to teach me tonight. With the ABC of it, then we'll roll down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Ah, come on and teach me tonight. Well, the sky's a blackboard, and I don't mean jungle high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Oh, yeah, yeah, teach me tonight. Well, the sky's a blackboard high above you. And if an astronaut zooms by, across the sky. Oh.
one thing isn't very clear, my love. I know you're wondering how I switched that key, my love. Graduation's almost here, my love. Now teach me, teach me. Come on. Teach me tonight.
And ballot question three has to do with humanely dealing with farm animals, giving them enough room to turn around in their cages, very simply. But those chickens, they need more room. So here we go.
Get it.
And finally, ballot question number 4 in Massachusetts, whether or not to legalize legalize recreational marijuana. We already have medicinal, so recreational marijuana on the ballot in Massachusetts. Tell us about it, Bette.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Well, there you have it. A little recap of the ballot questions in Massachusetts. So, number 4, Bette Midler gave us marijuana. That's from the new deluxe edition of The Divine Ms. M that came out just last month. And there's a bonus disc in there with some rare cuts, and that was one of them, Marijuana by Bette Midler. We heard Fiona Boys doing Chicken Wants Corn, and that's going out to ballot question 3, letting those chickens and other farm animals turn around in their cages. Dinah Washington weighed in on education with Teach Me Tonight. And we started it with ballot question one, whether we should have another slot parlor in Massachusetts. And we heard Mary Chapin Carpenter singing I Feel Lucky. And that is from her great album, Come On, Come On, from 1992. Speaking of twos, it's 11:42. You heard Something About the Women. And my name is Sue. Liz is here with me. Hey, Liz.
Hey.
Talk louder, Liz.
Hey.
Hey. Liz, what kinds of stuff are you going to be playing us at the noon hour?
It's like a mix of all different things. I tried to do, you know, a song from the 76, a song from 86, a song from 96, a song from 06, and a song from 2006. And then I sadly realized that music from 1986 for women wasn't that so good.
Should we ask for requests for songs from 1986 by women artists?
Please, if anyone knows any good songs from 86, I couldn't find anything.
So
I was struggling.
If you know a song from 1986 by a woman artist, go to the Something About the Women Facebook page. That's, if you search for Something About the Women radio show on Facebook, there we are. And let us know, and hopefully we can scramble and find that in time for the 1986 portion of your trip through the decades.
Oh yeah, no Madonna.
No Madonna. Madonna free zone.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why, but okay.
Well, I already have a Madonna song.
Oh, there's already a Madonna song. I got it. I thought you were like anti-Madonna.
No.
It's okay. You know what's really weird? Recently, I was listening back to some old shows of Something About the Women, like really old, like from the 80s or early 90s. And we used to not play Linda Ronstadt on purpose. And Linda Ronstadt is fabulous. And I didn't realize it, but back then, I guess we didn't play her because she performed in South Africa and it was during apartheid. This show used to be a lot more political, I guess. And the people who sort of brought me into this show way back when were super political. But we've kind of mellowed out a little since then, but we play Linda Ronstadt now, so just in case you're wondering. I didn't even remember that was something that was even a thing. Anyway, speaking of a great thing, Beth Hart, I hear she's coming to the Wilbur Theater, and she is just a dynamo. She's got a new single, and we're going to hear it right now here on Something About the Women.
Love is a lie, sucking you dry. Love's not a friend until the end. You can call it a game, you can choose your own name. When it's stuck in the vein, there's no greater pain. I got a bell but no sound. Was a time
love was blowing my mind.
Not a tear, not a doubt, till I figured it out. Now madder than hell, love is wagging its tail. I holler, I cry, love is a lie. I got a bell with no ring. No.
I've been loving you. Loving you a little too long. I don't wanna stop now. Yeah. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. Just a little too long. I don't wanna stop now. Yeah. I've been loving you a little bit too long.
Next door. And the left hand hiding from the right one. Nobody's paying the bills. Good people running scared and the angels are heading for the hills. Everybody wanna know what's going on behind your door. Even God's getting mighty tired just from keeping score. Which way the ill wind blows. Got people accusing you before they even say hello. Where they hang from the windows, peeking through the
cracks. Won't you get your big nose out my business? Don't it bring it back. Oh, the devil you know, him right next door. The devil you know living. Shotgun shack, living underground. You may be making money and they call you Missy, and it's worth what's going down. Close the hand from the windows, digging through the cracks. Won't you get your big nose out my business? Don't it bring it back. Or the devil you know, living right next door. Devil you know is living.
Well, we had a lot of good new music showing up this week, and that was the last of it. That was Fiona Boys again. Not only does Chicken want corn, but she also wanted to tell us that the devil you know is probably better than the devil you don't know. That's from her new album called Professin' the Blues. We also heard new music from Melissa Etheridge, I've Been Loving You Too Long to Stop Now. And that's from her new album Memphis Rock and Soul, where she's sort of covering the Stax catalog. Went down to Memphis and recorded that. Really good album from Melissa Etheridge. New one from Beth Hart, Love is a Lie. And she is very prolific. She has new music like all the time, which is fabulous. I'm always happy to hear new music from excuse me, Beth Hart. And she's coming to the Wilbur Theater, and I don't know the date off the top of my head, but she's coming. Make sure you see her. All right. I'm keenly aware that the election is on Tuesday, and kind of worried about it. But I think that we can all take some important message away from Dionne Warwick.
That there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. Enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world
and Dionne Warwick. She wanted to keep singing. Dionne Warwick giving us What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. That song got a reboot from the Broadway. I don't even know how they all got together, but they did a song after the, I think it was after the Pulse nightclub catastrophe, but it reminded me of the one that I used to listen to in my grandma's kitchen, so put that on there for you. And it's 11:59 here at Something About the Women. My name is Sue. Been hanging with you guys for the last hour, and you're listening, of course, to 91.5 WMFO Medford. And I'm turning over the squeaky chair to Liz. She is actually now a full-fledged member of the Something About the Women collective, as we like to call ourselves. And right, Liz?
Yes.
And it was an arduous process.
Oh, man, so tough.
The initiation, I mean, I apologize. I didn't, no, never mind. I'm sorry that you got hurt.
Oh, man.
There's an exam. This is all actually through WMFO, not Something About the Women. But we're really, really happy to have Liz joining us, and also Kirsten, who you've heard on the air. And Jane is still with us. So we have a happy little party here of ladies who like music. So happy to turn over the squeaky chair to Liz for the next hour until Brian